Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Charlotte Mason Online Conference 2019. This is our very first Charlotte Mason Online Conference, and I'm one of your hosts. I'm Anna Willis from theycallmeblast.org. I am just so excited to be here kicking off this conference with you guys today. I'm so pleased. This was a dream of mine. I shared with my friend Tatiana, and she said, yes, let's do this together. We had no idea we were going to be having almost 19 signups to this moment right now. And we know that by the end of the day, we're going to probably have more than 1,000 people sign up for this conference. So it's very, very exciting. First of all, I want to say welcome. I want to know where you guys are from. Just quickly, hey, I see all the comments coming in. That is so exciting, you guys. That's awesome. Hi, Olivia. Hi, Jenna. So excited to have you guys here. You have no idea. We've been praying for you. We've been just asking God to bless you and that you will feel refreshed, that you will feel restored after this conference, that you have clarity, that you have a divine strategy, a perfect plan for your homeschool, for your family after that. I see people from Indiana, from California. I know there's people from all over the world right here. So it's super excited. Washington State, yay. Hi, Angela. It's good to see you here. Wisconsin, Utah. Guys, this is amazing. I'm in British Columbia, Canada. South Africa in the house. I love it. I love it. My husband is from South Africa. I'm originally from Brazil. Two of our kids are Israeli, one is Canadian. So yeah, we're a big mix of family who just loves traveling, and we have lived all over the world. So we love traveling. Northern California. I was just there, you guys, last week. Arizona, Iowa, Connecticut, Virginia. It just keeps coming so fast. The comments just keep coming so fast. Kentucky, Alabama. Yay! That's so exciting, you guys. So excited. Well, thank you for being here today. Thank you for being here today. You know, I was dreaming about this conference, as I mentioned a little while ago. One of the reasons was because I fell in love with the Charlotte Mason philosophy of education about 4 or 5 years ago. A couple of years after I started homeschooling. And let me just backtrack a little bit for you guys. When I started homeschooling, I had no idea what I was doing. Anybody else with me, just raise your hand. Let me know that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I started homeschooling, I just had no clue what I was doing. I thought that homeschooling was simply mimicking the public school in the house. That's what I thought it was. So I went out and I bought a bunch of textbooks and I brought home, and I thought, well, we must have to do 7 hours of school. They just like the public school. And I set my kids around the table and we did busy work for hours and hours and hours and hours. And by the end of the second year, I was completely burned out. I was exhausted. I was frustrated. That didn't sound anything exciting or joyful as I saw and heard about it and read about it. But then something happened. I read a book called For the Children's Sake by, what's her name? I forgot her name right now, but you guys. Okay, so the name of the book is For the Children's Sake. I know you guys are all there like, that's the book. Okay, you guys, that book taught me what education really was. And up to that point, I just had no idea what education was. I thought education was just about feeling the buckets with knowledge, right? Our minds are not just empty buckets to be filled with knowledge. And there's a lot more than just educating the mind. And this is what Charlotte Mason is all about. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start. Susan McCall. Okay, thank you, Jenna. The name just like whoop, went off my head right now. And I read this book 3 times. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to start this first workshop of the conference. You guys, we have phenomenal speakers. We're just so blessed. We have amazing sponsors. I just want to say thank you to CTC Math and Apologia and Sunlight Curriculum and Knotgrass History. They have come alongside us. They believed in this project and this event. They knew the need for it in the homeschool community, and they have been amazing. And I want to say thank you to the Andriola family. We cannot, I just get like tears just thinking about it. We cannot have done this without the support and the prayers of Carrie Andriola. She is the most amazing person, and her books have molded me and shaped me to the homeschool mother that I am today. And I'm going to tell you guys, I'm just really, really thankful. Wow. Okay. I know I'll be crying a little bit during this week because it is a labor of love, and it's beyond all we could ask and pray for. So I'm so excited to see you guys excited. Yay. You're reading it right now. Awesome. It's a beautiful book. So you guys need to read for the children's sake. And then I highly recommend Karen's book. I have two. They are never away from me. And these are the two books, Mother Culture and The Charlotte Mason Companion. Those books are always by my side. I carry them everywhere I go. And if we're traveling, I take them in the car with me. They are my go-to books, and I highly recommend both of them. And Carrie Andriola has been generous enough. She's going to be giving two copies of each one, signed, autographed. So some blast moms here in this conference are going to get an autographed book from Carrie Andriola. And we have two amazing, huge books. Bundles, giveaways for you guys too, and the swag bags. Don't forget that. So, Angela's saying, loving that. Love Carrie Andriola. What's not to love about it this morning? She sent me a note that says, I'm praying. And it's like balm to my soul. So, it's a blessing. All right, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to kick off. We're going to talk about Charlotte Mason education in the 21st century. Why is it still relevant today? What the 19th century British educator came up with, you know, 200 years ago. And why does it make a difference in our homeschool today? And I have to say that one of the things that a Charlotte Mason education has done for my homeschool, it turned me into a restful homeschool mom. And it turned my kids into lifelong learning lovers. And for me, those two things are absolutely amazing. As I said at the beginning, when I started homeschooling, I had no idea what I was doing. I was doing blindly. I thought I could just mimic public school. I didn't fully understand what education was all about. I still thought it was just, you know, filling an empty bucket, filling the little heads with knowledge. And as I began this journey of discovering all about the Charlotte Mason education, it was like a whole new world had unfolded just before my eyes. And everything changed. The way that we approach learning, the way that we relate to each other in our family, the way that I serve my family. Everything has changed because of the Charlotte Mason philosophy of education. So I'm going to go ahead and just give you guys a little bit of an overview of who Charlotte Mason was and the main points of a Charlotte Mason education. And I'm also going to give you guys three things that as a 21st century tacky Charlotte Mason homeschool mom, I love using in my homeschool, and I find it those three things to be great tools in our homeschool. So we're going to talk about that as well. Okay, so who was Charlotte Mason? I'm going to kind of follow my notes here because I don't want to get lost. I love talking. So I can just go and talk for more than an hour easily. And I don't want to talk for more than an hour here because there's other amazing speakers coming up for you guys. But so I want to talk a little bit about who Charlotte Mason was. As I said, she was a 19th century British educator. She was way ahead of her time. And she was an innovator in the education field who believed that living books and life experiences, real life experiences, were the best form of education. And her work included a feast of ideas to help our children receive a well-rounded education. She believed that the more beautiful and wonderful things we'll put in front of our kids to learn about it, the more they will have this taste for learning, the desire for learning. And she taught me to slow down and to observe things. She taught me to teach my kids how to be observers, how to always be learning by just watching carefully and observing things. So in 1989, she founded the Parents National Education Union to support teachers and parents, and schools wanted to adopt her philosophy, and it just like, it spread like a wildfire. Let's just say that, you know, people went from doing school, perhaps the way that I was doing at home, right? Very dry textbooks and not a lot of joy, 7 hours just sitting on the table and thinking that the more we do, the more we will learn, right? And that was so wrong. And so they discovered her philosophy of education. They start applying to schools, and parents and tutors start start applying to in their houses with their children. And I love that the Charlotte Mason philosophy of education, it goes beyond just the normal academic education. We're going to talk about that. But it's such an amazing influence in our parenting as well, right? In our understanding that we need to train up a child the way that they should go, so when they get old, they will never depart from it. And simply Charlotte Mason, Sonia Shepherd, she puts it as laying down the rails. So we're going to talk a little about that too. But she believed in a self-education. And my friend Dolly and I, and Dolly's going to be talking about that after me. We were having this conversation yesterday. A lot of people don't understand fully what self-education is, and you will today. But it's just amazing to see our kids not depending on us or anybody else, on anybody else to actually learn and discover things. It's so exciting when my kids come to me and tell me all this awesome stuff. And I go like, where did you learn that? You know, like, I didn't teach you that. It's because they're self-learners. They are self-educating themselves. You know, we are facilitators. That's another thing that Charlotte Mason taught me. Miss Mason taught me that I am a facilitator of my children's learning. I'm not just a teacher. I'm a facilitator, right? So she taught me to inspire them. She taught me to encourage them. She taught me to allow their curiosity to cause them to learn independently, as much as alongside me. And that is such a breath of fresh air, you know, not to have the whole responsibility of teaching them on my shoulders, but to give them the tools and the love for learning and reading and exploring and observing, that they could also go and continue to grow in their knowledge and their wisdom. Because knowledge without wisdom, there's not much avail to it. We need them to be knowledgeable, but we need them to be wise, and we need them to have great character. So here's a short and great explanation I found about what is the Charlotte Mason philosophy of education. And I found this on Simply Charlotte Mason, one of the most popular websites for Charlotte Mason inspired education. So they say the Charlotte Mason method is based on Charlotte's firm belief that the child is a person, and we must educate that whole person, not just his mind. So a Charlotte Mason education is three-pronged. In her words, education is an atmosphere, a discipline, and a life. I love this. When we see our children, we don't see them as just you know, human beings that need to be filled in their minds. They have a heart, they have a soul, they have a spirit. And we must educate them as whole persons, as Charlotte says. So education is a lot more than academics. And I see education as discipleship. That's what education is for me. Education is discipleship. And it's something that you work on every single day. It's a life, it's an atmosphere, it's a discipline, right? So education involves a child's body, soul, mind, spirit, and we must educate them as a whole and not just as a part. Education involves parenting, character training, and as I said, discipleship. Those are three very important things. So although Miss Mason had no children of her own, you guys, I always laugh about that, because I know that she had all the time to observe children and observe how they learn and observe other parents and everything else, because she had no children of her own. And I am very thankful that she had all this time so she could pass on the knowledge to us. you might want to grab the 6 volumes of Charlotte Mason, written by Charlotte Mason, because they are so rich. They are amazing. You don't need to read them all in sequence. You can just pick one and go through parts of it. It's just very inspiring. But she had a true passion for teaching children and give them a well-rounded experience of learning. And she knew that children love to learn. It's naturally in our children, the desire to learn and to grow. Think about when our babies were born, right? We didn't have to lecture them. We didn't have to buy books and read books with instructions to them and how to breastfeed and how to do or eat or do a bunch of things. We just guided them into it. We facilitated them into it. We guided them into learning how to crawl and talk and walk and eat and all of those things, and use the potty. Potty training. Anyone here still doing potty training? I have such a heart for you guys. Done it 3 times. But we know that God has already put this in their hearts. It's naturally their desire to learn and to grow and to explore new things. And we must not kill ever this desire, this curiosity of allowing them to discover what's this and what's that. And we need to be there to facilitate them, right? So she knew that children love to learn and needed a supportive environment to do so. And she built her methods around those principles. So let's talk about what are the main points of a Charlotte Mason education? What was it that Ms. Mason pointed out to us to use in our everyday education with our children that makes this philosophy so unique? And some of those things you go like, well, that's not unique. Well, maybe the point per se is not unique, but the way that she uses it is. So one of the things that we use in our homeschool all the time is copy work. And at first I thought like copy work is like this tedious thing, but you think about it, in order to practice handwriting and spelling and grammar, Ms. Mason believed that it was important to keep a notebook of copy work down, poetry, prose, scriptures, quotes daily. And I love that a friend of mine once told me that if we want our children to have great communication skills and have great vocabulary and speak beautiful words, then we must read wonderful books with them and let them copy those wonderful words from the book. And it makes a big difference. You know, when we are writing things down, we are most likely to retain, to remember those things. You know, like some of us do daily scripture writing as a form of exercise, or some of us do journaling every day. And it's important that we are using our minds and our hands and also our heart as we write down and we read those quotes and scriptures and beautiful passages from a book that really really spoke to our hearts, and it has a great message for us. So here's what Charlotte Mason says. This is actually a quote from, this is a quote from queenhomeschool.com, and I love this quote. It says, Charlotte Mason taught that a child learns grammar, capitalization, punctuation, spelling, etc., best by doing copy work. That is, copying over selections from fine literature into a notebook. The child is forced to pay attention to the details of writing and corrects his work when through by comparing it to the original text, right? So every time your kids are doing copy work, they are practicing handwriting, the habit of perfect execution, which is one of my favorite habits. They are practicing punctuation, spelling, grammar, vocabulary, all of those things. And they are practicing also the habit of attention. The habit of attention is something that we must teach our children. We must teach them very, very early. In fact, there are 3 habits in the list of 26 habits that Charlotte Mason tells us to pay attention, that I will talk about it later of it today, but I wanted to write down those 3 habits when I talk about later on, okay? So you guys, let me know that you're taking your notes as well, because those 3 habits, they change everything for you, not just in your homeschool, but in your parenting too, okay? All right, you guys. Also, so besides copy work, narration was a big point for her. So here's what she says in volume one, on page 231 of her first volume of her book. It says, narrating is an art like poetry making or painting because it is there in every child's mind waiting to be discovered, and it's not the result of any process of disciplinary education. A creative fiat calls it forth. Let him narrate, and the child narrates fluently, captiously, in ordered sequence with fit and graphic details, with the just choice of words, without verbosity or tautology. Some of those words are really complicated for me. So soon as he can speak with ease, this amazing gift with which normal children are born is allowed to live fellow in the education. So what does that mean? We are born with a gift for storytelling. Kids love storytelling. They love storytelling. And it's something that even before any books were written, even before the Bible was written, stories were passed on throughout generations orally. And they will narrate the stories that they once have heard, and they will pass it on to other people. So narration is a big part of a Charlotte Mason education, especially in the early years. And I'll say up to 10 years old, you know, you can't expect kids to be writing everything. It's exhausting for them, and it can be complicated. But you can expect them to narrate the story back to you. Everything that you're teaching them, everything that they're learning, they can narrate. And they narrate, at least in my house, with gusto, with excitement, because they're retelling a story. They really got in, it makes a mess with their emotions, and they're excited about it. And that's because we're reading living books, which I'm also going to talk about later on. So a narration is a great way to ensure that the children understand the information that they are learning. And it is the process of having the student repeating back to you. It's as simple as that. Have them repeat back to you everything that you have just taught them, and let them do it in their own words. When we read great stories, we are more likely to remember those stories and enthusiastically just retell it to other people. So we talked about copy work. We talked about narration. As they get older and develop better writing skills, they will also write their own narration. And in the meanwhile, I always, when my kids are younger, they narrate to me, and then I start writing down what they narrate, and they go and they read back, and sometimes they will do the copy work based on what they narrated to me and I wrote. And then after I know that they are more skilled in spelling and grammar and punctuation, all of those things, then they start writing their own narrations. So narrations can also include creative outlets like painting and drawing. It doesn't have to be just an oral story back to you. My youngest love, when she is learning something, she draws the story to me before she actually tries to write a paragraph about it. And she explains to me orally what that story is all about. So she's retelling. I come from a Jewish culture, by the way, you guys. I am a Christian. I'm a believer. I've been a believer for 20 years, but I come from a Jewish culture where retelling is a major part of our culture, of a major part of keeping up our traditions and our culture and the understanding and learning of scriptures. So retelling is a big part of the Passover and all the other biblical feasts that we celebrate, because we need to retell great stories to our children that they can learn great lessons from. So talk about copy work and narration. I'm going to jump into living books. What is this living book thing? I get a lot of emails and messages like, I just read something about living books. What is it? Like, what is it? Okay, so here's what Charlotte Mason says, right? Charlotte Mason says, and all the time we have books teeming with fresh ideas from the minds of thinkers upon every subject to which we can wish to introduce the children. These books, they are an alternative to boring textbooks, dry facts books. They include fictions and nonfictions, literature written by an author with a talent for bringing the story alive. And they are engaging to our children. They engage our children's ideas and imagination so they are able to better understand and retain the information they learn. I know somebody saying here, I don't understand living books. And I guess I'm still new to it. Desiree, you will understand. You will understand. So here's the major difference. So I can teach my kids with a dry textbook. Okay. Let's say we're learning about Columbus. We're learning about the early explorers. I can get a dry textbook and give them all the facts, line up and ask them to just, you know, memorize that these are the facts. Or I can go and find great books that tells me about Columbus explorations and all the early explorers and read their stories and read their journals. And it just bring the story alive, or get great books. If you look at the books from Knotgrass History, if you look for the books from Diana Worry and the books that Ambleside has listed online, and they are basically the same books that Sunlight uses for their curriculum as well. Those are all living books. They are books that engage our children's imagination, get them engaged in the story, that help them to remember that story effortlessly. So living books are a core of a Charlotte Mason education. It is a must in our house to be reading living books all the time. And living books, like, it could be, for me, the Bible is a living book. I love reading the stories in the Bible. And fairy tales are so important for our kids' mind, you guys. It's so good because it teaches principles like what is right and wrong, what is good and evil. And it gets their imagination going. And that is so important. I know my friend Michelle is going to talk all about creating an enchanted education through living literature. And I think she's going to be talking about that on Wednesday or Thursday. You don't want to miss that because it is amazing. And now let's talk about another big, big part of a Charlotte Mason education, which is nature studies. All creation declares the greatness of God, the wonders of God. I am just, you know, I live in a stunning place, and I'm in between a valley and mountains. We have a sanctuary for eagles and salmon right behind our place, which is absolutely amazing. And it just makes me, you know, feeling awe of observing everything from the plants, from the insects and the birds around us, the animals around, and see how everything works in perfect harmony. It's just amazing. So Miss Mason had a strong belief that children should explore God's creation and spend as much time outdoors to develop a better education as it was possible. She encouraged them to keep nature journals in order to discover and identify plants and wildlife. She also encouraged writing poetry, detailed descriptions, and even notes about the weather in this journal. So when they are observing nature, when they are journaling in nature, when we are going out for nature walks, we are learning science. We are learning so much by enjoying this great time outdoors. So you guys, can everybody see me now? It looks like my screen came off for a second. I just want to make sure that everybody can see me and hear me. Somebody's asking if I mentioned the three habits already. No, I haven't, but I will. I will. All right. I see. Yeah, Desiree's talking about Brave Writer. Brave Writer is a great curriculum, and we have used Brave Writer in the past too. All right. Just want to make sure everybody can see me, everybody can hear me, because I did see my screen coming off for a little bit. Oh, great. Awesome, Megan. Thank you. So I highly recommend you using the Handbook of Nature Study. You guys, this is a must. If you're going to teach nature studies in your homeschool, you must have a handbook of nature studies. And you're going to hear about my little twist on my handbook of nature study later on when I talk about the three tools that I use as a tacky Charlotte Mason homeschool mom. So pay attention to that one too. So I highly recommend this book and sign up for it. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but go to Outdoor Hour Challenge newsletter from the Handbook Nature Study website and sign up for their email list. They are not promoting us. They are not our sponsors. It's just something that I love and I've been using for many years. It's free and it's jam-packed with great information. So you might want to go and check it out. We absolutely love using our curriculum, our nature study curriculum, and there are many that I love. But there is one that I'm using on a regular basis, and I think you guys are familiar. I have heard about it, and it's called Exploring Nature with Children. Exploring Nature with Children year round. So I love it, and I have a post on They Call Me Blessed that I'm going to share later on here that it gives you an overview of the curriculum and how we use it in our homeschool. Give you some ideas on how you can use it too in your homeschool. So love nature studies. Love nature studies. It is a free site. It's called Handbook of Nature Study. And it's the same name as the book, the Handbook of Nature Study, which you can get at christianbook.com. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it everywhere. All right, let's jump into picture study. And I'm going to try to do this as short as I can. I do have all those notes for you. So I'm going to share the link down below in the comments when I'm done with this video. And you guys will be able to download it. And you're going to have my entire notes, links, and everything. Okay? All right, picture study. And my friend Erica John is going to be talking about art appreciation on Thursday. And I'm excited because she has taught me so much. So art appreciation was another important aspect of Miss Mason's program. Her recommendation was to work with one artist at a time for a few days and allow the students to look at the painting, then take it away, have them narrate back from memory what they're remembering from that painting. And then continue the process for several days with the same painting and watch how the students understand, expand as they continue to look at and discuss it. One of the things that I've learned to do in this past years was just to smash art all over the house, even in the bathroom. So if I want my kids to be observing some pictures, some paintings, I just have them hanging by our kitchen island. I have them in the bathroom. I have them in our command center here, sometimes in their bedroom. So, and I move them around. I don't keep the picture in only one place because I want them to go and keep finding in different places. So that's another great idea too. I grew up with my father, even though he didn't have a... he never graduated from university or anything like that. My father had a passion for traveling and arts and history. Those three things that he passed it on to me. I grew up listening to my dad reading the encyclopedia. I'm not kidding. And he would read about the lives of all those amazing people in history, but he would talk a lot about composers and painters, and he would show me all those pictures, and he loves going to museums those days. And my dad is a lover of classical music, so all of those things were kind of like engraving me since I was young, and I end up loving it and passing on to my children today. So Erica Johns, her website is Enrichment Studies, and it's absolutely fantastic for picture studies. Every month she has free bundles that you can download, and you can print out the pictures, and there's the information about the pictures and the painter and everything else. And I'm sure you guys are going to hear more about it this week, a lot more about it, but it is fantastic. Fantastic free resources and paid resources too for picture studies. All right, hymn study. Hymn study was a big one for Miss Mason. The singing of hymns at home and of the hymns and canticles in church should be a special delight, Charlotte Mason says. Miss Mason believed that appreciation for life could come from music. And for the study of hymns, she recommended teaching one hymn at a time until students learn every verse by memory, usually working on one hymn per week. And you guys, we have Jenna Mayo here, and she has amazing courses, and she has one specifically on hymns. And I was privileged to write the devotional for the lesson of Amazing Grace, and I shared my own personal testimony in that lesson. And I know that that lesson is free, and we've shared here in the group for you guys. But you also, if you go to her website, which is in the, when you see the swag bags, topic, how to say, like the tab, the swag bags tab on your Teachable dashboard, click on it. There's a link there so you can go and get 20% off on her courses, but you can go check on her hymns course and all her music course and Shakespeare course, which is just phenomenal. You're going to hear more because Jenna is going to be doing two workshops. So you're going to learn all about it. I love a hymn study plan also from Simply Charlotte Mason. And there's a blogger at, she blogs at Contented at Heart. And she also gave us, as part of our swag bag, she gave us a free hymn study on What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And it's amazing. Her entire hymn study ebook is absolutely phenomenal. She sent one to me just asking for the feedback. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. So you have awesome resources lined up for you to teach those things, even if you feel like you don't know where to begin. We enjoy hymn study in the morning when we do our memory work in our morning basket. We love doing that and prepare our hearts for our devotional. It's just wonderful. Oh, Jenna saying something is spelled wrong. Okay, but she's fixing that. Okay, Tatiana and Jenna are just on spot there, fixing everything. And the other thing too, okay, so we talked about picture study, hymn study. Shakespeare was another... it's another high point of Charlotte Mason education. And I was so frightened about it because I knew nothing about Shakespeare. And let me just confess this to you guys. I think that when we start homeschooling, we have this fear that we don't know enough to teach our children. And that is such a lie, because the reality is when you are home educating your children, you learn alongside them. They don't know that you don't know. But they enjoy learning with you. And I know more today because of my homeschooling years than I ever remembered from school. It's amazing. So even though I was frightened about it, Jenna was amazing. She created a course on Shakespeare, and we were able to take this course last year, and I just fell in love with Shakespeare. And I got some other resources to read in my children, some of Shakespeare's books to read in, for kids to read with my kids, and have been just such a pleasure. But the work of Shakespeare helped to develop language arts through poetry. Ms. Mason wanted students to have a wonderful use of words and vocabulary and believe that poetry is the best of literature. And I agree with that. She introduced the students to poetry through Shakespeare by reading plays, then reading specific lines from the play in Shakespeare's words, and asking students to narrate back to her in their own words what they believe Shakespeare was saying. And let me just tell you that when we read the plays, and when my kids love just to act those plays, and they have so much fun, but they learn so much by doing so. So I confess that for much as I wanted to introduce my kids earlier to Shakespeare, I didn't know where to begin until actually I took Jenna's course, which is called 10 Weeks of Shakespeare. And this course was amazing. It was so wonderful. It gave me the confidence and the resources to teach my kids, like from kindergarten to high school. She has links to all resources you might want to explore and buy or get at the library. It's really, really wonderful. The next point, and you guys probably like, wow, that is a lot. It is kind of like, because I'm giving you a big overview, but I'm trying. We're almost done, okay? The next point is foreign language. And I am biased to say this, but I have the best Hebrew course you will ever find in your life. but I'll tell you more about it later on, okay? Learning a new language should be approached the same way that we learn our own. We hear it, and then we speak it, and then we learn to read, and then we learn to write. And has students say a series of statements such as, I pick up the book, I open the book, while performing the action. By performing everyday activities with the new language, students begin to think in the new language. I speak 5 languages, and I'm not saying this to tip my own horns. I was given the gift of love for languages very early because my mom was an English teacher, even though English is not my first language, and you probably know, you found that out because of my accent. My grandmother was a French teacher, and my cousins lived in Italy, and I've learned those languages very, very early in life. I was fluent already in English and in Italian, and my French was never perfect, but I can read and I can understand. I can speak. I je comprends. And then I moved to Miami, Florida, and I learned Spanish, got fluent in Spanish. And I moved to Israel, got fluent in Hebrew. And I just kept learning more languages. Of course, while I was in Israel, I lived in an Arab neighborhood. So I've learned some Arabic. I've learned some German on the way. And I have always been very, very passionate about languages. And it might seem like a huge task for somebody who don't know a second language. But let me tell you, once you study a second language, all the other ones come very, very easy to you, especially if you're doing Latin, because you're going to find that Latin base in a lot of those languages. But I am very passionate about the Hebrew language, and because I believe that the Hebrew language is a key for a deeper understanding of scriptures in general. And I have a course called Hebrew for Homeschoolers, and you can go to hebrewforhomeschoolers.com and find out more about it. But I don't teach just the language. We teach the culture. We grow in our faith. It's just this amazing experience. And I can teach your kids to read, write, speak, in only 4 to 10 weeks. I can have you and your children reading and writing and speaking in Hebrew. Go check it out. And the last point before I actually get my tools, my 3 top tools for a 21st century techie Charlotte Mason homeschool mom, is this one. And this one should be the most important one, because this changes everything. This changes everything in your parenting. This changes everything in your homeschooling, and it's habit training. We, as persons, we are made out of habits. We have the habits to wake up every day, make our beds, brush our teeth, eat our breakfast, right? Around in the middle of the day, we have our, not in the middle of the day, but at noon, around noon, we have lunch, and we have habits that we have developed throughout our lives. So the habits of a child produces the character of a man, Charlotte Mason says. I'm going to say this again, because this quote alone makes you want to keep focus more on habit and character training your children. The habits of a child produce the character of a man. Okay. Ms. Mason considered the formation of habits in a child, a mother's habit. It has to be our habit to train them in their good habits and to fix the bad habits in them as well. Habit formation is an important part of Charlotte Mason education. Charlotte Mason describes training habits as laying down the rails. If you want the train to get to a destination, you as a mother, let's say that your kids are the train, right? You as a mother must diligently lay down the rails and that will lead them to that destination. The Bible says, train up a child the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will never depart from it. So when we are training them in good habits and character, and we are laying down the rails for them, we are training them the way that they should go. What a wonderful picture in a mother's mind is to focus on teaching her children good habits and train them the way that they should go, as the Bible commands them. My favorite resource for habit training is called Laying Down the Rails from Simply Charlotte Mason. And I do recommend the full bundle that comes with it. I always have it with me. I have the handbook right next to me because we use it all the time in our morning basket. And I have the ones for children. I have the one for adults, and I have the DVDs as well. So this is a phenomenal resource. Again, in the notes that I'm sharing with you, you will learn all about it. Another resource that I absolutely love, and you guys are going to hear all about it from Katie Morrison from the Character Corner. She has a fantastic curriculum all put together for you to train your kids in good habits and character. So you're going to hear all about it. It's absolutely awesome. So to get started with the Charlotte Mason method, you want to get familiar yourself with her main points. And it's not about a set curriculum, you guys. Remember, she uses like living books. She uses different living books. And yet there are great curriculums like A Gentle Feast from Julie Ross. And she's going to be speaking to you guys this week, which is so exciting. There are amazing curriculums out there. And Sunlight Curriculum, who puts it all together for you in such a convenient way and follows a lot of the Ambleside list of books for every year. It's fantastic. You will see those curriculums out there. But above all, it's about a group of methods that you can teach using a variety of resources. Okay, there is a list of great resources and curriculum and the notes that I'm going to share with you guys. There's a list of my favorite Charlotte Mason homeschool books, Charlotte Mason focused podcast, blog post that we have in our blog about Charlotte Mason. And it's all there. Now, let's try to do this super quick. You guys ready for, I'm going to talk about the habits and I'm going to talk about, the three habits. So I want you to write down the three main habits that for us was a game changer. And I believe that these are the most important ones. The number one habit was the habit of attention. What is to pay attention? I was never taught that. But is to put the full force of your mind in what you're having in your hands right now. How much can we moms in this multitask crazy generation can learn from it? That paying attention to our children or to anything that we're doing is to put the full force of our mind in what we have in our hands right now, okay? And if we want to teach our children to pay attention, we must model it. We must give our children full attention so we can require of them full attention. The other habit is the habit of obedience. The habit of obedience. How will our children, how can we expect our children to be obedient if we don't teach them to obey? So we have a few rules in our house. And my kids know that obedience is when we give them instructions to do something once. And they must carry on doing right away. They don't talk back. Because if they talk back, if they question, that's not obedience anymore, right? Somebody's nagging, somebody's negotiating, but obedience is when they carefully pay attention with the instructions we're giving to them and carry on doing right away. So when we say something to our children, and guys, this is so important, and something I've learned from Sonia Schaefer, when you're saying something to your children, and we say something to our children, we say it once. We don't repeat ourselves. We say it once. And we expect them to train their ears, train their eyes, look at us, and know exactly what we're requiring of them. And that is so important. And the third habit that I highly recommend is the habit of perfect execution. Everything that we do, the Bible says, must be done as unto the Lord. And for me to do anything unto the Lord, it means to do something with excellence. And I want my children, so every time they sit down to do anything, it could be a narration, it could be a copyright, it could be anything that they're journaling, anything that they're doing, that they will put the full force of their minds in what they are doing right now, what's in their hands, no distractions, that they will listen very carefully to the instructions and carry on right away, and that they will do their best to execute it the best way that they can. So those three habits are life-changing. You will see that. Now let's talk about tips for a tacky Charlotte Mason mom in the 21st century. And you will read more about in the notes because my time is coming up. But let me tell you this, you guys. I love technology. I love technology. And I'm pretty sure the Charlotte Mason, if she was here today, she will love having access to everything online and all the things that we have, and we can be use it for our own benefit. I know that there's a lot of bad things about it, but also there's a lot of great things about it. It opened up access to knowledge as never before in our lives. So what would Charlotte Mason do in a 21st century? What would she do? So Miss Mason was an educator ahead of her time already. She knew how to blend the innovative with the classical and the traditional. And often I ask myself, what would Charlotte do in any situation? After I ask myself, what would Jesus do, right? Does this go with her philosophy of education? And the answer many times is yes, I think she would love that. So here are a few things that I think she will love it. I told you guys I was going to give you three things. Yeah, I'm going to give you one, two, three, four things that I think she will absolutely love it. You guys ready for that? So here is, we use tablets. We use tablets. My kids have no access to tablets unless we're doing school. But my kids can take their tablets out. They have the handed book of nature studies on it, so it's not heavy and bulky. They each one have their copy. They can take pictures with that when we go on nature walks, and it's such a blessing. They love it. They love it. And then we come home, we download all the pictures, and we print the pictures that they love the most, and we keep, and we, they can print and cut and glue it into their journals, and it's just amazing. So second one, ebooks. Ebooks, you can have all these amazing books that we're talking about actually in Kindle format, and it saves so much money and space, and you can access them from any device anywhere you are at any time. So ebooks are great. The other things too, you guys, and this got to be my favorite thing, it's audiobooks. Audiobooks. All of these great classicals are available in audio. We have gone through the Little House on the Prairie series. We have gone through fairy tales and Narnia and all of those great books through just listening to them through audiobooks. They are absolutely amazing. So an audiobook is not cheating. It's just like reading aloud. But everybody got to sit down and listen to it, or as you drive, they're listening to it. So that's a blessing. So the fourth one, digital resources. They are gazillion of great Charlotte Mason friendly digital resources out there. And you will find all kinds of courses, all kinds of curriculum, planners, everything that you can just download it and print it at home or just use it online. And another thing too, don't be afraid to outsource your homeschool with online courses. It's a blessing and it takes off a lot of weight from our shoulders. So, dear Charlotte Mason, tacky homeschool mom like me, take advantage of those things. Take advantage of those things. And I'm here to answer any questions that you guys have about a Charlotte Mason education. I'm going to put the link here for you guys to download my notes. It has all the links that you're going to need. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm excited. We have another speaker coming out at 2 p.m. Pacific time. In just like 7 minutes, I have to say goodbye. Thank you guys so much. And I'm going to introduce you to Dolly in a second.